This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. The choir this morning at the Vermont Avenue Baptist Church here in Washington, D.C. It was there where a 27-year-old preacher, Martin Luther King Jr., delivered a speech in 1956, just weeks after the Supreme Court ordered the desegregation of the buses in Montgomery, Alabama. Today, it was where President Obama paid tribute to King and where he reflected on the past year. Wednesday marks the first anniversary of Mr. Obama's inauguration.
There was a hope shared by many that life would be better from the moment that I swore that oath. Of course, as we meet here today, 1 year later, we know the promise of that moment has not yet been fully fulfilled.
This hour, we'll take a look at the president's year in office, his challenges ahead, and why one historian believes Mr. Obama owes his rise, in part, to the Black Power movement.